Today's sponsor is the Thomas David Salon. Thomas David Salon is one of Southern Delaware's premier full-service salons. Located in the upscale Painters Mill Shopping Center in Milton, Delaware, you will be treated to an amazing experience by one of Thomas David's highly trained and super friendly stylists. From a haircut to a color and even waxing, Thomas David's welcoming environment has you covered. To make an appointment, call 302-827-2466. All right. Good morning.
Welcome back.
This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Check them out. Good morning. Good morning. It is December the 31st, 2021, the last day of the year. Super excited. Hope everyone's having a great day. Excited for the weekend. I don't know about where you were at, but they just announced this morning that they will be mandating that we start wearing masks again. Really? And it starts after New Year's. That way everyone could have their New Year's Eve parties. It's like fucking so stupid, the hypocrisy of this dumb shit. But whatever, you know, I will not be wearing a mask. I just won't go into the store, I guess. I'm so over it. But there's a little fun, at least where we're at. That's what they're, sounds like they're trying to do. Even though we've been vaccinated and boosted, and I think I've even had it. So, you know, I feel like is going to be a real challenging moment for me. I've had it. I feel like I've had COVID. I've had it. I've been vaccinated. I've done all this shit. I was just sick. In fact, I feel like I just had COVID, actually. Had a headache. Went and got tested. Negative. My fifth freaking COVID test, negative. I was reading something yesterday. It said that this variant is so weak that the period of where you show up for a positive test, if you got tested, is so small that they barely ever even get it. You could have this COVID, go get tested, and it comes back negative and still have had it and just didn't get tested at the right sweet spot. I mean, I just went through this. I'm fine. Feel great. Little chesty. Had this bad headache. Oh, my God. I'm like, I don't know. This has to be COVID. Went, got tested, negative. It's like, I give up. Whatever. I can't even freaking catch COVID. But, man, this is going to be an awful, awful time if these masks start coming back on, because personally, I think it's, I don't want to wear the mask, and I don't believe that we should be wearing masks. And I think that if you don't feel well and you're concerned, that you need to stay home. If you're concerned about dying from COVID-19 or the variants, then you should just stay home. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. If you don't feel well and you're worried, why would you go out anyway? Right? Why would you, I mean, why risk it? Why? If you don't feel well and you're scared, stay the fuck home. Just stay home. You're safe there. That's your governing area. You can govern that area. You know, mask mandate for my house. If you don't feel well and you're concerned about dying, then you should stay home. That's really that should be what the governor says. Listen, hey, it's really, a lot of people are getting sick right now. If you're concerned and worried, or if your health is not in good shape, then you need to stay home. Use all of the stuff that we've put in place over the last 2 years. I mean, I know people that are perfectly healthy that call, that order all their groceries and have them picked and brought out to their car. They're perfectly healthy. I saw my buddy yesterday. I think I even said this in the podcast. I saw my buddy. I'm like, what are you doing? Picking up my groceries. I'm like, from where? Giant? Just, you know, you call ahead or whatever you do. I don't even know. You just place your order, and then those poor people have to go around the store and pick all your groceries, and then all you do, all he does is drive up and they load him up in the car. We put all this great stuff in place for people that are that don't feel well, or maybe their health is compromised. We have it all in place. We put it all, we spent the last 2 years getting everything set up for you. Take advantage of it. If you don't feel well and you're concerned, don't go out. stay home. It's a good idea. But no, they're going to have masks. And oh, but that's after New Year's, after we have everybody's party. I mean, this seems like, I was talking to a lady, she's having a party for 40 people this weekend. But the difference is what I think is going to start happening is like, I bet 40 people don't show up to that party. I bet people are like, yeah, geez, it's really getting hot. It's getting crazy. Maybe we should not go. Or maybe we should, I had a buddy, my buddy Tim. What's up, Tim? Tim was coming down to the beach. We were going to podcast. We were going to meet tonight for dinner. And his daughter wasn't feeling well. And he's like, listen, we're not going to come down. I'm not feeling great. I'm like, absolutely, I totally get that. So I think we're going to podcast, we'll do a Zoom podcast. But Tim made a decision. He's like, hey, we're not feeling well, we're going to go ahead and stay home. There you go. If someone doesn't feel well or they're concerned, stay home. How come we can't give people that, give them credit for thinking like that? Like, none of you people can think for yourself, so we're going to mandate everybody wear a mask again. We're going to mandate that everybody wear a mask that doesn't even do anything. Here's a fucking little tidbit of information. So I'm in a hair salon, right? And so I'm wearing a mask, and then the people are wearing a mask. But do you realize that when you're wearing your mask, that the air blows up through those big gaping holes at the top of your nose and blows right at me? That's disgusting. I'd rather you didn't wear a mask, right? If you're going to expel your air, blow it straight out of your face, not ventilate it up through some porthole at the fucking top of your nose, and it blows up in my face. It directs, it's like a air conditioning vent, right? It's like a COVID vent. When I shampoo people, and they have to wear the mask, the air blows up through those gaping holes, and it blows right up at me. Been doing that since the beginning. Never got COVID. So dumb. Good luck, people. Good luck. So Happy New Year's. Happy early New Year's. I think next year will be a fun year. Should be interesting. We're kicking it off with a bang already. I wanted to share. I shared the other day. And this is serenity, sobriety working for me in my life, and one of the greatest examples. And I'm shocked at this, but at the same time, I'm not shocked, right? Makes sense. So I shared the other day that I had, I own a hair salon for the 19,000th time. We have four chairs, four stations, four people working. One of the chairs was not working. It was not pumping up, or it wasn't locking. I don't know. I think it wasn't pumping up. And, if you've ever got your hair cut, you sit in the chair, and then the person, the operator, can pump up the chair, pump it up. And then if you push it all the way to the floor, it lowers it, and the chair will sink down, and it's pretty cool. And if you pump it up, and then if you lift it up with your foot, it locks the chair in place so that it doesn't spin. Very, very, has three uses: up, down, lock. And one of the chairs that we had just wasn't working; it wasn't pumping up. And I feel bad. This person's renting a chair. She's opening her own spot, but she needed a spot for a little while. Now, listen, if she's going to rent a spot, I want it to work right. So, she had mentioned that a lady was selling some chairs. And to make a long story short, bought the chairs didn't work. I was like, fuck. God damn it. And, and I shared the other day in this podcast about this whole story that this, to me, is a green light for resentment, right? Justified resentment? I mean, how more justified of a resentment can you have, right? I did nothing. I gave her money and got screwed over. It's clear. Everybody saw it. This is an opportunity to have a perfectly justified resentment. Whatever I do, whatever reaction, whatever retaliatory move I make should be justified because look what she's done, right? This is all old thinking. This is how I would have thought. You know, never mind the fact that my old thinking, I would have never even had a salon, right? But whatever. And so when I found out that the chairs were broken and that I'd kind of been taken for a fool, you know, I thought this was the green light to go off, whether it was a phone call, a text, or an action. I wanted to throw the chairs through the window of the other salon that this lady owned to show her that she'd messed clearly with the wrong person. Doesn't she know who the fuck I am? But better heads prevailed, and I ended up going to get my son's truck. I loaded up these chairs into his truck, took them back over to her salon, and I did dump them on the front step of her salon. I didn't do it gently. I just dumped them, tossed them out, put them in the front on the ground. I didn't break anything. Drove off. And that was it. You know what? You got me, lady. You got me. I was just talking about this with somebody the other day. And the biggest thing that I had to do was figure out what role I played in it and become accountable. Take ownership of my part. And my part, I think, you know, and I talked about it, you know, I didn't want anybody to think I was a bad salon owner. You know, I wanted, you know, if someone needs something, I want to be able to provide it. I don't want people to think, oh, that guy, he just likes taking the rent, but he doesn't want to, you know, give good equipment and stuff like that. So I didn't want to fall into that category. I needed new chairs. I don't know if greed played a role in this. I didn't feel like I was making out on this one. I felt like she was selling the chairs. They were used. I needed some chairs. We were kind of, I didn't feel, you know, I've been in other situations where it was absolutely about greed. I've gotten into positions where it was all about greed and it didn't work out. And I had to take, you know, I had to take responsibility for that. I had to call it what it was so that I can move on. I cannot be a victim, right? You cannot be a victim. And until I become accountable and find out the role that I played in this situation, I was just going to be a victim. And victims never get better. Victims never get better. So what role did I play? I thought that I really felt I had a pretty clean slate on this one, right? I really did. And so I took the chairs, I dropped them off, and I left, and I moved on, you know? I did some violent things in my mind, but inside, you know, I knew that that's definitely not. I'm not a violent person, you know, and when I say violent, I mean, I think the main one is I just wanted to throw the chairs through the window of the salon, and I wasn't going to do that, but sobriety has taught me that. You know, we can't do that, right? I've learned. Serenity has taught me that. I have to take the higher road in my life these days. And as much as I wanted to, I didn't, and I just dropped the chairs off. Now, I will say that I didn't line the chairs up along the wall in a nice manner. I kind of just kind of drug them out of the back of the truck and just dropped them where they landed. So I got my little dig in, I suppose, but it was pretty minor. And I drove away, and that was it. I was done, you know. You got me, lady. You got my money. Lesson learned. I'll just take this, you know, as a learning experience, and I'm going to move on. And what I should have done, and what I've learned and what I would do the next time is I need to make sure I have a little bit more conversation with the person I'm buying this something from. And I need to take the time and really take a look at it before the person leaves with my money. Just a couple simple things, right? But you know what? I've learned and I'm moving on. So the other day, I get a check in the mail from this lady. It was for $150. I had given her $300 for the chairs. It was 50 bucks a chair. It was four chairs. So that's $200. And then some money for some mats. And then I actually tipped the lady. I gave her an extra, I think it was $260. I gave her an extra $40 to say thank you. Oh, man. But You know, the funny thing is, so I get a letter in the mail, I open it up, and it's a check, and it says in the check, it says, here's the money for the chairs. I kept $50. I kept $50 out of it because for the one that you broke. And right away, I'm like, well, I didn't break any chairs, but whatever, right? No biggie. I called the lady and I said, hey, just want to say thank you. She wouldn't come to the phone, of course, but she said, I just want to say thank you and bygones be bygones and we'll put it all behind us. Have a great day. And that was it. I got $150 back from this lady for the chair. It's a great lesson. It's a fucking great lesson, man. It's like, I don't, you know, it's not a lesson that you can teach. It's not there was zero expectations. Getting money back from this lady was the last thing on my mind. Sometimes I think if you fucking kill people with kindness, they do not know what the fuck to do with it.
They're in shock.
I think it was a, you know, one of the funny things about this situation was, is I think, I'm not sure this lady really knew what to do with the fact that I had zero response. You know, most people, and in the past, back when I was younger, if this had happened, I would have, whether I would have broken something of hers, I would have probably gone on Facebook, I would have probably badmouthed her, I would have probably tagged her. I would have probably tried to get a bunch of people against her. I would have, you know, I had fantasized of like putting sugar in her car tank. And I had this real, you know, I can become very nasty. I'm a very, very nasty person deep inside. And I'm familiar with that. And that person's come out before. I know better now. You know, I think this shit through now, right? I knew that if I had broken a window, I would regret it. I knew that if I had done something to her car, I would regret it. I can see the fucking conversation with the fucking cop. So I guess somebody broke her window. And I'd be like, well, yeah, I guess so. Do you know anything about it? No. Lie. Well, did she just rip you off? Yes. Looks obvious. All of a sudden, I'm fucking in a fucking pickle. This has happened to me many times in the past. The pickle. But on this situation, and really anything that happens in my life nowadays, I think that shit through. And I think it to the point where I am not going to be fucking going to jail. That's the only part I care about. I do not want to be going to jail. I do not want to fucking be on probation. I do not want to go to fucking court. I don't have time for any of that. I want to avoid all that. I think it through. What would this behavior do? What would this action do in the end? And I would end up in fucking court or in jail. Can you imagine fucking being in jail for doing something that I couldn't take the moment to try to think through? I've done that. You know, I've done it. And so I don't know if this lady knew what the fuck to do with herself. I just think the silence was driving her crazy. I mean, I'm guessing because I have no idea what was going on in her mind. But the fact is, I got a check in the mail. She probably, you know, and that's one of the nice things for me about sobriety today and serenity. I don't have to look over my shoulder today. You know, I didn't have to look over my shoulder. I did nothing to this lady. I just dropped the chairs off. I did worry I was going to come to the salon the following day and the chairs are going to be back in front of my salon. I was like, fuck, I didn't. And then if that would have been the case, I just put them in the dumpster, right? I think the point was made. They did not show up back here. And I was thought, all right, we're good. We're done. And you know what? And that's what I suggest for people, man. If you have a situation, figure out the part you play. Because, listen, this is an easy opportunity for me to be a victim. I was a victim of some shadiness, right? These people. I'm a victim. Sons of bitches. But if I'm going to go fucking digging around in there, I got to figure out what part I played. And I did that. I don't think it was greed, ego, pride. I think we're in there somewhere. There might have been a little greed. Hey, I'm going to get some great chairs. I was told they were in good shape. I'm going to get some great chairs for cheap. You know, chairs are expensive, so maybe a little greed in there, but I don't recall, like, doing some fist pumps or something. I wasn't scoring. Pride, ego, to look good to the person that I was, providing the chair for. Oh, I have a bad chair. Boom, there's a new one for you. Maybe that's pride and ego in there. But I had to figure out the part I played, so I'm not a fucking victim to this bullshit. And I'm not. And here comes a check. And you know what? Still, she says, I held back $50 before the chair you broke. I didn't break any chair. But I was like, that's cool. It's cool. Give me my $150. And so I'm out $150. 40 of it I gave for a tip. So now I'm at 110. And then I bought some mats, which are okay. The girls seem to think that if they like them, it's keeping them from standing on the hard floor. So in the end, I got three mats. So in the end, I paid $33 a mat. And that's about what they cost. So, you know. And now this lady doesn't have to look over her shoulder, right? And I even called and I said, hey, just tell Joanne I got the check. Thank you. We'll put that all in the past. Bygones be bygones. And we'll move on. And if there's anything this lady, Joanne, needs over at this hair salon, listen, my phone's always on. If you have an issue, I would stop and help her out. Sometimes if you have great behavior or if your reaction is different and is actually better than most, sometimes you can be an example. I'm sure this lady was like, I can't believe he hasn't said anything. I can't believe he didn't do anything. I can't believe we haven't really heard anything. I don't know what to make of this. I'm going to send him a fucking check. Here's a check. I don't know what the fuck you're doing over there in your goddamn silence, but here's a check. All right, we're good. Like, no problem. Thank you. It's fucking beautiful, man. I love it. I love it. Taking the high road. I got to a meeting the other night. I went to a meeting on Wednesday. What's today? Today's Friday. Didn't do a podcast yesterday. So I went to a meeting on Wednesday. I got my coin, got my 13-year coin. I did not get a coin for 11 or for 12. I did get a 10-year coin, but I did not get an 11-year coin. I did not get a 12-year coin. So I made sure. I'm like, I got to fucking get, you know, I talked about it in the fucking podcast the other day. I got to get to a fucking meeting. I'm going nuts. Told my wife I'm going to a meeting. I'm like, I'm going to a meeting. What the fuck problem with you? I need to go to a meeting. I'm like frazzled. And I drove down and, oh my God, the anxiety and the stress just melted away. Walked in. Can I help, guys? Make some coffee. It's just, oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that meeting being there. I just felt so much better. I told them I'll be back. Next Wednesday, I'm going to dry dock. What's up? Do this. I need to at least fucking have a meeting one day a week. And honestly, the more inconvenient, the better. More inconvenient, the better. And I was just so grateful and thankful that I got to do it. And someone shared, and I got to share, and I got to celebrate my anniversary, and I got to give somebody a hug. It was just so nice. So grateful. Just, you know, couldn't be any happier. Just super blessed, man. Just super blessed. I don't need to live a life that I need to be reminded that the life that I'm living is the right choice. I mean, I talked about, the other day when I first got sober and all, to basically everything just take a 180 degree turn, because the life I was living prior to that, to the day of getting sober, to the life that I live today are just completely different. And I remember just driving, not being drunk, just so thankful. And you can only become so thankful for so long, right? And then it's just like, hey, I've said it before, don't confuse normal for amazing. You know, the fact that I don't drive drunk is just normal, Tom. You're not fucking amazing. It's just normal. You know, don't confuse the fact that you didn't fucking throw a chair through the lady's window with amazing. That's what normal people do. You know, don't confuse the fact that you didn't go on Facebook and call this lady out and make yourself look like a total douchebag. Amazing. That's what normal people do. Normal people choose to refrain from dumb shit. But sometimes, man, fucking normal feels really good. And I'm just really thankful that I see these opportunities like this. And listen, just the fact that I get up and work all day and come home and nothing, you know, it's all pretty normal. It's pretty fucking awesome. But when you have a situation like this and you can choose to refrain from doing some of the shit, you know, luckily I've been doing this long enough and I know better. I know better. I didn't need to run it through a sponsor. I didn't need to run it through 10 people. I knew, you know, there's nothing that I can do. Figure out the role that you played in the situation. Become accountable. Don't be a victim and move the fuck on. Move on. That's what I did. I moved on. And I got some money back. I got some money back. And you know what? The coolest thing is, that lady never say a bad thing about me. She got nothing bad to say about me. She probably felt bad. I really screwed over a fucking pretty nice guy. But don't confuse the fact that I didn't set her place on fire with an amazing guy. It's just normal. And I'm really blessed. So I hope everyone is having a fucking great day. Happy New Year. Wear your mask. Don't wear your mask. This is another one. You know, I'm really, you know, it's going to be a day of restraint of pen and tongue. Have a great day. Happy New Year. Bye. Diamond rings.
have thought of greater things, all the things that fly by me, all the lives that I could lead. Maybe I was born for that, maybe I was first to last. You could call it cowardice, leave me to my study bliss.